Good morning, everybody. Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. This Monday morning, wrapping up the loose ends of high school football for this season in the Class 6A state semifinal game. The North Hardin Trojans saw their season come to an end as they fell at home to Trinity of Louisville, losing 54-7. The Trojans finished their season with a record of 13-1. Congratulations to North Hardin on a terrific season. And with the end of high school football comes the beginning of high school basketball. Taking place tonight, the boys basketball, Fort Knox, is on the road at Caverna. And in girls high school basketball, Fort Knox is at Caverna as well. And Grayson County will be at home taking on John Hardin. Now for the results of college football over the weekend. In the Governor's Cup, it was the Kentucky Wildcats soundly defeating the Louisville Cardinals, winning that game by a score of 45-13. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers also won their rivalry game on Saturday, defeating Middle Tennessee 31-26. Switching now to women's college basketball over the weekend, the number 14th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats defeated Austin Peay at home on Sunday, winning 81-54. On Saturday, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers were defeated in overtime by St. Mary's, losing 80-73. And on Saturday, the 8th-ranked Louisville Cardinals pulled off the upset and defeated number 1 Oregon 72-62. And finally, to finish up your update this morning, in the NFL yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals are winless no more. The Bengals pick up their first win of the season as they defeat the New York Jets at home, winning 22-6. And finally, the Tennessee Titans picked up another divisional win on Sunday, defeating the Colts in Indianapolis, winning 31-17. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Monday morning. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.